Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Goblets and Gays. This is Season 4, Episode 45. I'm Aubrey, your GM. Use she, her pronouns. I will toss it to my players to introduce themselves, who they are, who they're playing, and then we'll get into everything.
Hello, I'm Aki. My pronouns are she, her, and I play Astraea Bashar Chloris, your quadruple princess bard dragon summoner, child of the Night Queen, grandchild of the Mad King, and all-round magical baddie who also uses she, her pronouns.
Hello, I am Dusty. I use they, he pronouns, and I am playing Joanna of Mexico, bringer of justice, maker of soups, and they use she, her pronouns.
Hello, my name is Ferris. I use she, her pronouns, and I play Dumisa Solfig, a 7-foot semi-possessed barbarian and champion of the night who is very much in love and also uses she, her pronouns.
Hello, I'm Sparlock. I use he, him pronouns. Today I am playing Groon, the walking goblin catastrophe, oracle of flames, healer of wounds, and burner of buildings, though she swears it wasn't her. And Groon uses she, her pronouns.
Hello, hello. My name is Alyssa, and my pronouns are they, them. I am playing Tamsin Trevino, the god-devouring changeling wizard who is focused on rescuing their late fiancé from purgatory, but also growingly concerned with her influence on this group of younger adventurers. Tamsin uses she, they pronouns.
Hello, I'm Tick. I use she, they pronouns, and today I'm playing Mero, a monk maiden raised in the underworld, now overcoming parental issues, meeting the Fae, and learning about nature, and being a thought.
Hey, Mero.
Hi, I'm dead inside.
Mm-hmm. What happened last time?
Oh, God. You said, hey, Mero, and I'm like, nah, am I going to do this in character? I'm going to do this in character. Oh, well, what happened last time? Well, we fought a lot of gods. Sershu sort of changed to our side. I think Dumisa called her a wimp of some sort. Wasn't that right, Dumisa? You called her out for being under control of a pathetic little man?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, and she took that very personally and switched sides, which honestly I can respect. And we kind of did terrifying, life-threatening cleanup duty on some spirits that should have definitely stayed dead. So she used the rest of her energy and her form to give us some life, some final oomph to get us ready for the next fight. And, well, everyone, there's only one more stop we have to make.
Yes, that there is. Last we left you, you were all taking a moment to breathe in the courtyard before heading underneath the castle to the vault. And I imagine you've taken the time to at least heal up as much as you can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we also have taken time to, like, refocus mm-hmm. brain
stuff. You have more than 10 minutes, but less than an hour.
Perfect. I only have, like, 3 focus points anyway.
Yeah. So, yeah, you all do that before heading into the castle. Mero, you know this place. It has not changed since you left.
Oh, he hasn't renovated.
Yeah. I'd say, though, you probably sort of realize maybe how it's built to isolate people like you and your mother.
The Depression House.
Yep. It's kind of like looking, just being like, yeah, I didn't realize that was trauma. That was trauma.
Oh, I see. This is some trauma that I didn't realize until now. I'm going to ignore that. We don't have time for it.
We don't have time to unpack
this. We literally don't have time to unpack shit right now.
That's later. That's a later thing. And you make your way through the castle, heading down to the vaults. And as you approach where the vault is, you hear a familiar sound. Sort of the sound of a quiet whimper from a dog.
No!
Is he in the vault?
He is not in the vault. He's sort of sitting, not near the vault, but in the hallway, kind of just looking sad.
No, baby. My brain says not to get noticed by the dog, but my heart says you have to pet the dog. I'm gonna look at the group and be like, guys, can I pet the dog?
Pet the dog. We can reset the timeline. Don't worry. This is worth it.
We can break time in exchange for petting the dog.
They're not gonna attack you anyway.
Yeah, I'm gonna quietly. I don't want Dawan to fucking hear me from like in his little gay chamber of shame and disgust. But I'm gonna go up to the dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you. You head up to Cerberus, and Cerberus smells you before sees you, and kind of ears on all three heads perk up, and makes the kind of you know, the happy dog noises, and kind of this is a large creature.
Oh no.
Yep. And we'll hey Meryl, what's your athletics DC?
Oh God. So I did just increase that, actually, which is kind of funny. That is a 41.
Okay, well, they don't roll high enough to bowl you to the ground as they try to lick your face. You manage to stay on your feet.
Oh my God, I'm gonna pet. I only have two hands and there's three heads, but I'm gonna do whatever I fucking can to pet all three heads equally. I didn't expect this to be the challenge of the session, but I'm going to pet the dog. I'm just gonna be like, oh my God, yeah, I missed you too, buddy, it's okay. It's gonna be okay, we're gonna fix everything. Oh, I missed you so much, buddy. I'm gonna pet him. I'm petting this dog.
Yep.
I'm gonna look at everyone and be like, it's my puppy. Look at him, he's so cute, isn't he?
How is Barry reacting to this?
Barry stares in jealousy.
I can't have four arms. I'm not cushy. I'm not that good. Mm. I will pet Barry later, but I'm going to once Cerberus has chilled out, because you know you gotta get those like that excitement out of the dog a little bit before they like settle down a bit. I'm gonna pat him on the head and be like, we're gonna do something a little bit dangerous, but everything is going to be completely all right. Can you wait out here?
Sort of the dog kind of, you know, tilts their heads, and you get the feeling that they're well trained enough that they can wait.
Oh, thank you, buddy. Oh my God, can I give them a bone?
Yeah, you have plenty.
Yes, finally they come in use. I'm going to give him a bone and like a big final pet. I'm going to look at the rest of the group and be like, okay, puppy's okay. We don't have to fight the puppy. I'm so happy.
So is this the place coming up?
Yes, you see the vault door at the end of the hallway.
All right, because I think we should prepare some spells before we go in.
Do your Baldur's Gate 3. Okay, everybody cast all your spells before we start the fight.
Yeah, if we know there's a god on the other end, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm just, and I would have, at least some of this, I would have been doing as we're going up.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I can use my cloak anymore, but I do still have my bracelets of dashing, so I still get a bonus to speed.
Go ahead.
We did regain spell slots last time, right?
Yeah,
we had a fake long rest.
Yeah, you had a fake long rest.
Okay. So, as we're walking up here, I am going to cast Death Ward on Doomy, Marrow, Joanna, Astrea, and I will use my Divine Effusion to cast it one more time on Tamsin.
Rosalite.
That's true. So, Rosalite over Tamsin, because Tamsin's cow already.
I was gonna say technically, what do you call it? I do have a thing for if Rosalite hits zero, so it's fine. It's if I hit zero, she poofs. So I in theory, I am the one who needs more protection. Not in theory. I am the one who needs more protection. Rosalite actually can handle a lot more than me. But do I have something if Rosalite were to go to zero? Yes, and Rosalite also cannot die.
Yeah, so that gives you resistance.
Unless the wand jumps into space. I don't know.
That's a +4 to status bonus, +4 status bonus to saves against death and negative effects. I think those are the traits. Negative resistance 10, and it suppresses the doomed condition, which won't do any good because we understand if we die around him, we die. And then I will also, as the last two things before we go in, Divine Aura, I'll do a good aura. And then give Flame Dancer to Marrow.
Oh, what's that? That sounds so cool.
That is, I got that on the earlier level up. Flame Dancer, where did it go? There it is. Your unarmed strikes deal an additional 3d6 fire damage, and critical hits deal an additional 3d4 persistent fire.
Ooh. I'm gonna write that down in voice context real quick.
And you can demoralize using performance.
So, technically, my performance is shit, but I do have a feat that lets me use acrobatics instead of performance. Would I be allowed to use acrobatics instead of performance instead of intimidation?
Or that's...
That is a weird chain. I don't plan to demoralize, I'm just curious.
I would say not. Unless you had a specific feat like acrobatic performer. That would
no,
let
that's
you substitute.
The feat I have. That is the feat I exactly have them talking about.
Okay. So it lets you do something to perform to demoralize?
Basically, what Gruen has given me is I can use performance to demoralize instead of intimidation. I'm like, can I use acrobatics to have acrobatic performer? It's like a weird
Yeah, you didn't say earlier that you had acrobatic performer.
No, I said I had a feat for it. I didn't specify. My bad.
Yeah. If you have acrobatic performer that lets you substitute your acrobatics for that, you can.
I can dance to intimidate someone.
It's just those rolls, right? I'm also going to use haste for everyone. I'm going to cast it on everyone besides myself because it's a studious spell and I just haven't had the chance to do it before we get into a combat because I always worry that things will take more than a minute. So everyone's hasted for a minute.
Aubrey, if I cast fly on both myself and Jeremy, can I fly while like using Jeremy's as if I'm walking, but it's flying?
Theoretically, yes.
Okay, cool. I do it.
Sounds good. So, is that everything?
Do I know about the aura of come near me and you suck or no?
Yes, you all, that was in stuff that you researched earlier.
Okay, I'm just gonna use an action to get into Wild Wind Stance then instead of just doing that on my turn because then I can do range attacks.
Mm-hmm.
I punch him with the power of friendship and also violence.
Uh-huh. I'm also gonna ask who is going to open up the vault door.
I'm not done yet. Oh, I was waiting for everybody else to do their thing so I can do my thing. As because this is specifically states that the duration is until you make your next daily preparations, and we have not done that yet. Dumisa still has energy Aegeus. And that is a resistance, resistance 5 to relatively everything that isn't bludgeoning, slashing, piercing. Like, I got you on all of those, including like positives and negatives. I want to really quickly cast Soul Shelter Vessel on Tamsin. On the off chance that Tamsin gets offed or gets close to it, I can just bump her back up with hit points. As long as Tamsin is okay with me having a small part of their soul.
Yeah.
And I put that part of their soul into my earring. Boo, boo, boo. And I think I have one more thing. No, that one should still be there, actually. So I have Summoner's Precaution still up, I think. Yeah, because that's until my next daily prep. So that should be fine. The last thing I'm going to do is I'm going to do it now. I'm going to do the Inspire Courage harmonized with Inspire Defense. Yeah, that'll be the one we go with. And then I'm just going to Lingering Comp it from right here, if that's okay. That's a focus point. And I just got to really quickly make the... What is this roll? Performance? That's going to be a lot. I think I'll be able to get this, actually. I might crit it. 51.
Yeah, that would be a critical success.
Thank you. Awesome. Four rounds of that bad boy. And I'm just going to really quickly touch of the moon Dumisa. So that way when this round starts, hopefully it goes from new moon to waxing moon. If not, I'm pretty sure we're going to be lasting for a while, you know?
Mm-hmm. Who approaches the vault door?
I would assume our professional door opener.
Right, that's my job. I was like, I don't want to talk too much.
I was giving you the spot.
Oh my god, I was like, wait, hold on. I don't want to take too much time. I was like, wait, door opening's my job. Fuck this.
This is your fucking house. This is the only door you should be opening.
This is a door in my, I can't believe it. Also, wait, I just realized something, slight tangent, 2 seconds. If I take over, when I'm gonna take over Dwayne's job, you know how Aki joked that all the doors have to open in Cyrene? It's that, except Dwayne closed all the doors to the underworld. I'm just gonna open them. The prophecy is self-fulfilling. Aki,
that's what,
right?
Yes, that's what.
That's a joke.
It's a joke, my dear, my good dear.
Go, do your job, open the door.
I will push open the door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you open this massive, heavy vault door that you always, as a child, were told to never go in there. There were dangerous things in here. And it sort of opens and you're expecting, like, you know, your classic vault. You know, high ceilings, treasure stacked everywhere. What you enter looks more like a catacomb. Empty sarcophaguses lie all around, and in the center of the room, surrounded by these glowing ghostly lights, is your father, Doan, standing there in his battle gear with his sword by his side. And you see it, he starts everything off by saying, "Well, looks like my old compatriots have failed."
Some of them did better than you ever could. Well, this isn't a fight I want to fight, but you've made this the only option. You've done so many irrehensible things that I couldn't even imagine, and the death you'll be given will be one so terrible that I feel sorry for you. But we're still better than you. You'll be given death, something that you've robbed so many people out of. The sins of your past have come to gouge out your throat, and all I can say is, as the only person in the world who has a shred of care for you left, I hope your next life is one where you can one day actually be happy.
I suppose it's fitting. Everything ends where Cyrene began. And we need to roll initiative.
Okay.
So, it starts. And Dawn is the first to move. And for his first action, will pull the sword from its sheath, and you watch it glow in all of its dragon glory. Second action is to move up to engage with the party. Putting all of you in his aura of misfortune. While in this aura, you must roll twice and take the worst option. There is no roll to resist this.
Woo, disadvantage time, baby.
And he is standing in front of you, Grun, who he has heard many stories about. And that's where his first attack will be.
No! Wait, actually, wait, I can prevent that. He's standing so close to me. I can actually prevent this. I'm gonna do my thing. I'm gonna do my little glimpse of redemption thing of a bob. Feel bad about it, at least, before you take whatever you take.
I don't know if he can feel bad.
He's about to.
That is a 59.
Oh, it's just like final boss.
That will crit.
I assume you just want a damage so I can just resistance.
Yeah. So what does he get?
Okay, we're gonna go with enfeebled. So he's enfeebled for a whole minute, BT dubs. Enfeebled 2, and then enfeebled 1 for a minute. So the first round is enfeebled 2, and then it's enfeebled 1 for a minute. If you deal damage, then you're going to take persistent good damage equal to my con modifier, which I think is 4. Grun gets the resistance, which is 2 plus your level. So 21 resistance to the triggering damage. And then you're enfeebled 2, and then you're enfeebled 1. And you're going to take that persistent good damage.
And if you are evil, I will need a wisdom saving throw, since this is the first time you've attacked someone in the divine aura.
Yeah, we're going all out here.
He will spend one of his reactions to indomitable and ignore it.
Fair enough. So he's immune to that effect for 1 minute, which is going to be as long as the divine aura lasts.
So the card I pulled is called Shattered Jaw. As this sword comes in and gets you right across. Crit effect. Until healed, the target is wounded 1, can't speak, eat, drink, or make attacks with its jaws.
No biting, thanks, Grun.
Or casting spells.
Yeah, no speaking, that's the issue.
Mm-hmm. And then Grun, take 102 damage.
What? Is that before or after the 21? Before the 21. Okay.
Yeah, you take the 21 off of that.
Mm-hmm. And then, because Joan is considered constantly hasted, he is going to take one more attack at Grun.
Grun, how many hit points do you have?
And then he rolled 49 for his second attack.
That's just a regular hit.
All right.
I swear to God, if I
take 49 damage.
About to use my other reactions.
And Grun, it is now your turn.
All right, so at the beginning of my turn, I will free action sustain the divine aura, which is now 30 feet, because there is first round, then the one sustain while I was flame dancing, and then this is round number 3. Okay, so that's free action. Then I will first action step. Second action, so I'll step back, and then I'm going to stride 5, 10, 15, 20.
Yeah, we're also hasted, so I think your stride can be free, right?
Behind all of y'all.
Yeah.
Or the step can be free.
Mm. Yeah, one of those.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I need a good two. Actually, I will go ahead and battle medicine myself. Slap a band-aid on that jaw. I'll use the DC 40, which I will pass. And for my last action, I will cast shield, because ow. I'll go ahead and run that battle medicine damage. Mm-hmm. And that will be my turn. Right. Yes, because I had the
four actions. Yeah.
And a free action. Perfect.
Yep. Marrow, it is now your turn.
Oh, fuck, shit, fuck, shit, shit, fuck. So, I'm going to be honest. From an out of character and in character statement, if I have to roll with disadvantage for every single hit, I am never going to touch this man. Like, Aki might be able to. I can't. So, for my first action, I'm gonna just do what the kids like to say. And, hold on a second. Gruen, does your fiery dance, is it specifically unarmed attacks or is it melee unarmed attacks?
It's specifically unarmed attacks.
Oh, that's sexy because the Wild Wind stance attacks are unarmed attacks, but they're unarmed ranged attacks, which is really weird. So I get to just do some fun stuff. So for my first action, I'm gonna move just over here. One sec. For my second action, I am going to... I don't think a stunning strike is going to work, but I'm going to try it anyways because I don't want to use any focus points yet.
Mm-hmm. So you're attacking?
Yes, I'm making two attack rolls. I'm out of his range of cringe, so I can do that. Uh-huh. From melee, I'm going to use a Dragon Soul Gauntlet stats.
Dawn is going to spend one of his reactions to use Lurking Death.
Bro, don't destiny bond my ass. What
he
is that?
He teleports right next to you. And makes an attack.
Doan fighting like it's a fucking lobby at a goddamn Facebook RP group teleports behind you.
Wait. Does that? Does Dumisa have attack of opportunity?
It just has the teleportation. It does not have somatic, verbal, or manipulation.
Leave me alone! You're supposed to be dead!
Teleportation is still...
Is he just, is he teleporting and attacking, or is he just moving? Because he can.
He's teleporting and attacking.
Okay, please miss. I can't see him or Marrow anymore. Am I within 15 feet of either of them?
Yes, you would be.
Okay. If you land a hit, let me know.
I mean, that's a 52.
So it's not a crit, but that is a hit, unfortunately.
I'd like to intervene. I get two reactions.
That'll be 50 damage to you, Meryl.
No, it won't. It'll be subtract 21 from that.
So that's 29. Oh, I don't think you do math.
You also have resistance if it's a physical thing.
How much does it stack with Demesis thing?
I don't know. The resistance comes from the fact that Inspire Defense is up, and you should have, like, fucking 8, I think. I think?
What type of damage is he doing?
He is... It's just considered magical slashing damage. Arrow, your action is also disrupted, and you lose that action.
Okay, that's... Aw! That was gonna be, like, a double attack. That's cringe. No. Do I still get to use an action with the Flourish trait, or is a Flourish trait also used up?
Yes.
That did not answer my question.
You lose the action. It essentially is, this takes place before your action resolves, and if it hits, your action does not resolve.
Okay, so it's like the Flourish trait has been used up?
Yes.
Okay. Do I have a multiple attack penalty right now as well?
Yes.
Okay, so I just don't get rights.
Exactly.
Fuck this. No, let me see what I can do. This man just...
Also, Marrow and Gruen, roll fortitude saves.
I just fucking
is this against an effect one. With the negative or the death trait?
This bitch hates me.
No.
Yeah. Okay, so we only have plus two because of evil.
Oh yeah, that's true.
And that's a fortitude, you said?
Yep. DC 45.
Well, I failed. I don't think I crit failed.
I mean, it's... We shall see.
I got exactly not a crit fail at 36. I rolled a 3 on my dice, and I don't know if I...
DC 45? 35.
Did I hero point there?
And I'm relatively sure that whatever you're doing protects from the doomed condition, right?
Yes, but the doomed won't affect us anyway. It suppresses it.
But you still take it.
Yes, we do still take it.
So you will both take doomed one.
The amount of skull emojis on the side of my sheet right now is looking disgusting. This looks like a Call of Duty.
Oh, yes, you still have one more action.
Oh yeah, I have one more action and -8 to attack. Fucking right, hold on. Let me see what the hell I can do.
You maybe move? Maybe get out of there?
Hold on. Like, yeah, that's a good idea, but aren't we all hastened right now? So we have, like, an extra thing?
True, yeah, you have two actions, yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't think if I make an attack, it'll hit. But let's see if I can do something interesting. Oh, that's gonna be kind of annoying, but I can make that work. So... I'm going to fly upwards. I'm pretty sure it uses like half my movement speed, so I can only fly up half my movement. I'm going to actually use both my actions to get to the top because then I'm using less than half my movement for action and you can't use attack of opportunities on me because of like mobility and shit. And I am actually going to fly to the fucking roof because if he wants to teleport beside me while I'm at the roof, he can have fun with that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm getting out of there. I'm just 20 feet in the air away from this bitch. I could go up to 30, but there's no more roof for me, unfortunately. And my turn is getting out of there without getting stabbed again. I'm just like, oh geez, that's not fun.
Hey, that'll be Joanna's turn.
All right, well, they're no longer, what's it called? Flanked. It's fine. That's good. I'm going to use first action for a hasted assault for myself since I had to hit everyone by myself. Mm-hmm. So now I'm hasted. I'm just gonna get up right in there. And I'm going just to spell strike.
Okay.
Which is so good for me now because I have double spell strike. And it's just fun. Going to spell strike Polar Ray.
Okay.
It's their Rising Tide, their X BFF sword. Math is hard. I'm 35. 48?
48 does not hit.
That's what I thought. Okay, I'm just in their zone.
And that'll bring us to Astraea.
Well, I can move for free because we're hasted, so I'm just gonna do that. Okay, I just needed to step down to see. But if I move at all, I will just count it as a part of my hasted ability.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're good with that. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Gosh, there's so many things to do, and I've been thinking about all of them at once. Gosh, okay, so we know that his worst roll is, like, fortitude, which is grand. Then I guess what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna try something. It might not work, but I really, really hope it does. I am going to cast Suspended Retribution. And I'm going to need a basic reflex save. My DC is 43.
Okay. Dawn will spend another charge of Lurking Death. All right. So 55, does that hit you, Astraea?
Of course. In fact, I think it crits.
No! I used my reaction. Don't hit your plus two.
Wait. Let me actually look, because now I have to look at my defense properly. Crits still, yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the card is called Paper Cut. You take a minus two circumstance penalty to attack rolls until the end of your next turn.
Okay.
Oh, a paper cut?
And he stops me from using my spell, right?
Yes. And he deals 115 damage.
Oh, wow. Okay, and now I have a question about that. Do I lose my spell slot?
Yes, you would.
Okay. And you said 150?
15. 115.
115. Thank you so much. Okay, awesome. So I get hit, it hurts, but I look him in the eyes and go, oh, thank God I've planned for that. And I'm going to quick cast Lindworm Sting at 9th level.
Hell yeah.
For fortitude save.
Okay. That is a 43.
Ah, he meets it. So, but that's just a regular success, so he will take an additional damage. I was hoping to get off the other stuff that comes with it, but that's okay. So he'll take the actual piercing damage is 2d12, and then it'll be 5d6 piercing damage.
Okay.
As essentially, he's right beside me, so I whisper in his ear really fast the entire formula of Limworm Poison, and he just takes aggravated damage from that. Alone, and kind of, I guess, from his ear, you can kind of see his veins kind of turn black and burn and all that nice stuff. Let me just roll the damage now. That's one of them. So the actual piercing damage itself is 16, yes. And then, The fire damage is 33.
Alright, he takes the damage and sort of just seems to shrug a lot of it off.
Mm-hmm.
As in he's very strong, or as in he seems to be resistant to that type of damage?
He seems to be resistant to damage.
I'm gonna take that as damage, period.
He has just an all damage resistance of a specific amount.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think that will be it. Because if I move, I'm pretty sure he's gonna hit me. And I don't have any more actions.
Okay, and that'll bring us to Tamsin.
I'm going to move past Doomy into the chamber, sort of out of his aura, get away from the bad vibes. And Aubrey, would True Strike negate the misfortune effect? Like, so it would just be...
Yeah, you would just... it would only be for attacks. His misfortune is all d20 rolls within 20 feet of him.
Okay.
But that would negate it for any attacks.
Attacks, right. Cool. Okay, I would like to recall knowledge on him.
Okay. I believe you have a very specific lore that's good for that.
I have god lore, and I got a 20. So that's 55 god lore.
55? Okay, what two things would you like to know?
What two things would we like to know? We know he's resistant to all damage. We know his weakest save is fort.
Biggest fear.
I don't know that.
Immunities.
Counts. Yeah. Does he have immunities?
Immunities are death effects, disease, paralyzed, poison, and unconscious.
Unconscious? Did you have something?
I had something if you didn't have something. You know what I mean?
So my something was, do we see his little controlling the gods necklace or whatever? But your something might be more useful.
I was going to ask what his best save would be, so that way we knew exactly what kind of spells to avoid throwing if they are saving throws.
Yeah, sure. What's his best save?
Reflex.
He didn't even have to use his thing. He probably would have succeeded that reflex. But if he didn't, it would have been a really... Suspended Retribution is a really fun spell. I wish I had it sooner.
Okay, I will cast True Target on him. So that... Oh, I can't see the rest of the group. That's fine. Let's see. Doomy, Joanna, Marrow... And Groon? It is. Get advantage on their first attack against him. And then the last thing I want to do... Yeah, throw a telekinetic note. Yeah, throw a telekinetic projectile. Just to see. That's gonna be a fail. That is a... .38
to hit. 38 is a critical failure.
Uh-oh.
Tamsin, you're overcome with a sudden bout of vertigo, and are sickened too.
Hey, that's fine.
Magic is just so weird in the underworld, and there's something about this room itself that's making magic real weird. Yumisa.
Then I'm going to rage. As a side effect of rage, it's gonna trigger scouring rage, which is just a freebie. Sorry, Estrella, but I feel very strongly that you'll be okay. So I need fortitude saves from Estrella and Doan. I tragically have no control over this, and rage has to be an opening action, so.
So it'll be a 47 for Dawn.
Boo. Yeah, you did it.
45.
You're so good, too.
You're my wife, you can't scare me.
Yeah. And then, I'm gonna also get my Mighty Rage freebie, which comes with raging. I get a lot of freebies when I rage. Which is just gonna be, I noticed you did not say he was immune to fear, so maybe I can put the fear of God into him.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be a 52.
That is only going to be a regular success.
Hey, then it counts, baby! Okay, hang on, let me check my little, you're frightened too, sucker! Which means you're gonna take... I almost said personality damage.
His personality is cringe, so like...
You're gonna take personality damage every round. No, you're gonna take psychic damage every round. So that's my first action. Okay. Frightened enemies within 30 feet that you can see must attempt a DC 20 will save at the end of their turn, because of my moderate dread armor. Okay, so next action, that's right. We're gonna go with a little vicious evisceration. Okay, so that's gonna be a 45.
45? 45 is a miss.
I have a feeling. Okay, that's okay. I will simply try harrying strike then for my last action, thanks to haste, because vicious is dose. These dice don't want me to do anything. Oh wait, this could be a crit fail, hold on. I assume 35 is gonna be a crit fail.
Yes.
I'm gonna risk the hero.
We are close. Yeah, we're close to getting our second hero. So.
That'll be a 41. Is it at least not a crit fail?
It is at least not a crit fail.
All right, I'll take it. At least I scared him. That's all that really matters. That's the only real thing that matters here. Because I miss intimidating people. It's been too long.
It is the start of round two. It is Dewan's turn, and Dewan will turn towards you, Demisa, and raise his sword. Actually, no. Spend his first two actions and cast Finger of Death at you.
Okay.
There is, I need a DC 48 basic fortitude save.
Okay, well then I got a 46.
Which is a failure, not a critical failure.
No, it's not. Oh wait, yes it is, but it's only half damage, so that's fine.
You can only fail and crit succeed.
Yeah.
Yes, and I still take half damage if I fail, so. Mm.
Well, it's great, because that would be normally 104 void damage.
Eh, what's that? It's not even half my hit points yet.
I guess you couldn't avoid that one.
anyway.
Then Dewan will spend his final two actions on his turn to take two sword swings at you. For a 58 and a 42. Demisa, give me a fortitude save. And take 97 damage.
What was that damage?
97. And Joel notices Dewan deals damage, he seems to heal.
Aubrey, what's he healing? Who hit him?
As Dewan deals damage, he heals.
Aubrey, come on. Aubrey.
My dice have gotta be stop being so extreme. It's like one really high dice, I'm like, great. And then the other one is super low, and I'm like, stop it.
Well, is it better than a 47?
It's... no.
Okay.
Now kill me again. Uh-huh. I'm ready, new numbers.
Yes, did you give me... I need a fortitude save.
Yeah.
Okay,
it was like a 42 or 45 42? Or... it didn't make 47. Even with the boosts.
Okay, Demisa, you are paralyzed until you are healed.
Okay.
Any healing or healing for paralysis?
Just says until healed. So I will say any healing.
That's okay, I wasn't doing anything, but anyway.
Groon, it is now your turn.
Alright, I'll move myself just so I can take a peek at what's going on. Goodness gracious. So, waffling and singing. I do not like paralyzed Doomy at all. So first free action to, continue my divine aura, which now is 50 feet. It's just gonna keep getting bigger. And then Let's two action heal Doomy. And we will do that with a 7th level 2 action heal. So that is 91 healing to Doomy.
91?
Plus the plus 3, so 94. And you can just click on the heal button. Alright. And that leaves me with one action and a free movement. So I'm going to... Oh, wait, I have to use an attack. Okay, so for my single action, where'd it go? I will elemental toss.
Andoan will use a reaction for lurking death.
Oh, of course he will. How many of those does he get? Goodness.
He has 4 reactions around.
I mean, lurking deaths.
That's a reaction.
All right. So what's the damage?
It is a 50.
That will hit.
Take it this on a crit.
That is not a crit.
All right, so it'll be 48 slashing damage. And...
All right, so we get one neutral attack roll. Oh, it was so close. It almost hit the 20. That's a 44 to hit, which I believe will miss. 44
is not going to hit.
Yep, all right. And I guess I will just... step, because that's the only thing I can do with my last action is, yeah, I don't want to risk another one of those, and that will be my turn.
Okay. Mero, it is now your turn.
Okay, I'm going to choose an act of violence real quick. So, I'm in the air. I'm going to... I don't know how far I have to move to get within... Oh, there he is. Never mind. Over here, and I'm going to say that's 30 feet away within the air, because quite frankly, I'm not doing math. So first action is a little bit of movement. Second action, I'm going to do the stunning strike, flurry of blows. I'm in the air, so if he wants to fucking try to kill me, I will kick him out of the sky. Is he going to come after me?
Yes.
The fucking air?
Yeah, he has 75 feet fly speed.
He can fly!
Yes.
Oh.
I'm not surprised by any of this. It's real.
Does a 45 hit you, Mero?
Astrea, are you doing Inspire Defense right now to boost
your... Yes.
That does not hit me.
Okay, then you're fine. But he's still right in front of you.
Okay, so I get to... Dang it, I don't get my fucking... Because, like, now I have to hit with disadvantage is the issue, right?
Your first attack has the neutral, right?
Yeah, because your first attack is true target. So it'll be neutral.
Okay, but hold on. I have, like... So I only move, like, 5 feet for that first movement action. Am I allowed to still use the rest of, like, the 55 movement speed I have on that first action to move away from this guy?
Sure.
Okay, technically I can do, like...
You will need to... Because you started the attack, you will need to finish the attack first before you move.
Okay, well, I guess it's still like a ranged, it's kind of weird, so let's do a ranged attack then, which is a melee attack, I guess.
And there's no penalty.
Yeah.
The only penalty is my existence. And technically I also have a fortune effect for my first attack, so theoretically this would be like, ideally, not a crit fail. Well, it literally can't be a crit fail. So, that was a shitty roll, but I do have that one fortune effect that's gonna... I'm not gonna stick with that. Yeah. So that's going to be a 42, which is not gonna hit.
Nope.
But thank God it's not gonna crit fail. So, the first one whiffs. But now I have to do a second attack for the stunning strike at disadvantage, because I committed to that, unfortunately. So let me just get 2 dice real quick. Dice ASMR for the look. mad because one of those is a nat 20, but I can't fucking use it. So yeah, that's gonna be a crit fail with a 31.
Yep.
Oh wait. You said crit fail, you say?
Crit I sure fail? Did say crit fail.
Did you say crit fail? Let me just double check some. Ah, no, this is an attack, right?
Yes.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Live with your failures. I'm sorry, if it was a saving throw, that's what I could have helped you with.
It's okay, just roll my crit fail card.
Mm-hmm. Your card is called Creeping Hesitation. You're off guard until the end of your next turn.
Honestly, that's kind of fitting given the fight that we have right now. So is this a good tactical move? No. Does it make sense to panic two action Wrong Monk's Wrath, the last two actions that I have? Yeah, it does actually. So I'm going to do that. If you're going to use the reaction that says fuck you, you may do so now.
So,
hold on a second. Is this the
fun fact? He can't actually use it when he's in melee. Like, if something happens within melee range.
Oh shit, I just realized it's the wrong type of save. I thought it was a fortitude save.
Is there
it's a reflex, not a fortitude save. I fucked up. Hold on. I don't think that's a good idea anymore. Give me one sec.
43?
Oh shit. I mean, that's a success. Unfortunately. Very close to a failure. But it is a success.
Well, literally rolled a 2.
Well, you could have rolled a nat 1 instead. That would have been nicer.
Would have just made it a failure.
Oh, actually, what for my spell DC is 39, never mind. So it is I still do half the damage, so let me see. Mm. This was a second level one. It's not gonna hit anyone because we're in the air. So it's going to do... Does he have any resistances between like lightning and force damage?
He just has resistance to all damage.
The fuck? Okay.
So just total it all together, and I will subtract his resistance from that.
So that is a total of 54 halved because he succeeded. So that's whatever half of 54 is, like 27. And that is technically all my actions.
Joanna.
So they're like super high in the air right now?
Yes. They're about 20 feet in the air.
That's... I know how to get rid of their reactions. Joanna is going to cast... Another save. Ray of Frost. Just straight up Ray of Frost. Wow. I'm gonna use a hero point on that because I refuse to roll a 1.
Probably a good idea.
This spell dice. It did me so good, and now you done me so dirty. That's better. That is simply going to be a 44 to hit.
44 will not hit.
Won't crit fail here, right?
Won't crit fail either.
Cool. And then... see, I can no longer use that to fly. Okay, hear me out. Mm-hmm. What if I use Dimension Door to go up there and then try to grapple Doan on the way down?
As long as you've got the actions for it.
I do, because since I'm hasted.
Technically, you won't start falling until your turn is over.
Exactly. And these are my studious spells. That's why, like, I finally used haste. And this is something I just never used. I'm a dimension door. Joanna's okay. Gonna like take a step behind her and disappear, and suddenly shows up behind Doan. Surprise, motherfucker. And that's for me. It's I do this every time. Athletics check against her fourth DC.
Athletics, acrobatics, or No, yeah, it is athletics for that. It's an acrobatics or unarmed to escape from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. It's a 17 on the dice, which is going to make this a dirty 50.
Yeah, that'll just make it.
Some arrow. You see Johanna suddenly appear out of the door behind Doan, and then she just fucking puts him in a chokehold. And then I end my turn, and I'm either clinging onto their body or falling.
You may or may not be falling when Doan's turn comes around.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Do you need more fly? I can cast fly on you.
It wouldn't hurt. My winged boots only last 10 minutes, so I use that last combat.
Astraea, it is now your turn.
Okay. Haste is still up, so... honestly, I would... Is it... Can I... what's the range like on his thing? Am I allowed to ask that? On his instant transmission for reaction around fucking anime man we fighting here.
I will let you know that it is within 50 feet. But currently he also can't use it while he's being grappled.
Much obliged. I'm going to run as far into the room as I can with haste, which is about roughly 30 feet. Can he still bazinga to me?
Absolutely. Actually not. He's 20 feet in the air.
Right now, no, but later, yes. I run in, I look around the room, and then I use my three actions to cast Time Stop at 10th level, so nobody can move, because I have successfully stopped time. That's my one 10th level spell slot.
Okay.
I'm gonna read it out loud because we've never done this before.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like it's the best thing to do.
Yes.
You temporarily stop time for everything but yourself, allowing you to use several actions in what appears to others to be no time at all. Immediately after casting Time Stop, you can use up to 9 actions in 3 sets of 3, to 3 actions each. After each set of actions, 1 round passes, but only for you. Effects specifically targeting or affecting you, and effects you create during the stoppage specifically. All other creatures and objects are invulnerable to my attacks, and you can't target or affect them with anything. Once you have finished with your actions, time flows again for the rest of the world, blah, 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 blah. It, that's how it works. So I cannot, like, damage motherfuckers, for example. However, I have a hunch that he's getting power from the room somehow, and I'd like to take my time, stroll about, figure that shit out, you know? And I have 9 actions to do that.
Give me an Arcana check.
I like to think that everything is moving in super slow-mo. So Johanna is, like, falling in slow-mo, and like, people are struggling in slow-mo. Even, like, the sweat beads are just, like, taking their fucking time, you know what I mean? He said Arcana. The 49.
49? You don't think it's something in here that is giving him power? It is as much as the room itself. This room is the birthplace of Cyrene.
So why is it giving him power and also not us?
Because he's the god of the underworld.
Okay.
This is in his domain.
All right, so it's the birthplace of Cyrene. It is his domain. That's why he's, like, extra boosted.
Yes.
Is there any way to change that? To block it temporarily or redirect it?
You would have to take him away from this plane.
No, nothing for here. Besides, if I ruin the room... like, cause a cave-in. Does he lose power?
No.
This man literally has plot armor. Shit.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. Is there anything here that could be useful in defeating him besides get him out of the plane and stuff like that?
Give me a dragon lore check.
Dragon lore. Always been a hot second. And I should be, yeah, legendary in it. Fucking dragon lore. It's the best fucking lore. Nah, god lore is pretty sick too, not gonna lie. 47.
The ritual circle in the center of the room. That's what keeps the dragons out.
What the fuck?
I'm a ritual bard, a ritualist, and I have stopped time. How many actions will it take for me to copy this ritual circle down and perhaps take note of what was used to make it?
If you wanted to, because I'll say that this is, you spent two actions so far. So you have seven actions left. I will say if you spend five actions, you can do that. Because it will take a minute. It is rather large. And getting in to figure out exactly what it is will take a second. Normally it would take minutes, maybe like an hour's worth of time to do this. But time is fucky right now.
Yes, I will do that. I'm still hasted, however. And yes. Haste still affects me and still works, so I can still at least move around. And I do plan on moving around, especially to get... specifically to get a little bit closer back so I can do another spell before everything ends, and then to haste back away again. And based on it, in theory, I can do hasted movement three times. The previous time that I used to move was before time stop. So basically, if you just let me move at least 60 feet, because I have like 30 feet of speed, and we can just say that I've been moving around while doing it, that'd be great.
Yeah,
just
that works.
So that way I'm not... Am I doing this low-key, like, at the same time? Like, sort of, but not really, because you just move in while I'm taking notes. But also, like, just so that way I don't, fuck up anything on the map when I move back and forth and then forth, you know? So I'd like to do that, and I'm just gonna move myself a little bit to, like, here, roughly. No, what? Yeah, here, roughly, so I can see the motherfucker. But I will take my five actions to keep that ritual on me now. Can I ask another question, or is that going to be another action?
Yeah, well, so you rolled high enough that you could ask another question. Depends on what it's related to.
To the circle.
To the circle? Yeah, then you can ask another question. You rolled high enough that you get multiple things.
Okay. This circle keeps all the dragons out. If I ruin the circle, will the spell end?
Yes.
And as I'm taking these notes, do I roughly know how quickly that shit gets fucked?
It would be an instantaneous.
Okay. I'm reeling because we're still in the underworld though. I don't know if that means, and if this is the birthplace of Cyrene, does that mean they come here? Is that how I'm understanding it right, or am I reaching?
No, they would not come here, but they would be able to essentially re-enter the atmosphere of Cyrene.
No longer stuck in space, they're allowed to re-enter the material.
Yes.
Okay, then that's really good. That's really good to know, because I was gonna do something else. That's very good clarification. Then I guess with my last two actions, before time continues back as normal, I am going to, where is it? I'm gonna telekinetic maneuver the sword out of Doan's hand. And he's like dangling up, right? So hopefully it drops to the floor.
Okay.
I can still make my spell attack because that's what it is. It's just a disarm.
Okay, it's versus his reflex DC.
Athletics. Yes, it is, I believe, right?
It's versus, I just looked up disarm, yep.
Okay.
Reflex DC.
Am I still affected by his weird misfortune thing even though time has stopped? Yes, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Just needed to double check that. And tell him to eat shit. Nat 20.
What is the total?
Because it's a spell attack, I get my bonus, so 54.
Alright, so that will just barely be a critical success.
Drop it.
By only the fact that it's a nat 20.
Oh, yeah, his DC is like 51 or 52 for that, isn't it?
It is 51 would be the DC. Yeah. So it is literally by only the fact that it is a nat 20. But yes.
Eat shit. Well, I mean, he's disarmed, but since it's telekinetic maneuver, can I just zoom the sword to me?
It would drop it in front of you, I believe. So you would have to spend an action to pick it up.
Okay.
Or an action to essentially grab it.
I believe I am out of action, so I won't be able to do that, but I want to move away with my many hastes.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna move away because I need it. I need to move away. And I don't have any more actions. I can't grab the sword. So I have at least 30 I can dip. I'm gonna just go behind Tamsin. And when time comes back, I'm going to reaction Summoner's Call so that way Rosalite is right by me. And I'm just gonna yell, "That circle is what keeps the dragons out! As long as he's on this plane, he's gonna continue to be ridiculous, and Dumisa, pick up the fucking sword beside you now."
You, Dumisa, as the sword falls to the ground, you notice it just turns into a regular sword. Everything about the sword seems to vanish and become mundane.
Is he the dragon soul weapon? Wait, I was joking. Please say psych.
Technically, any weapon he holds is infused with the dragon soul.
I'm going to call him so many slurs.
Ramson, this is now your turn.
I would like to ask Estrella what we should be doing with that information. Like, do we want to break the circle in that fight?
No. Because it's going to attack, like, they can re-enter the regular plane, and I think that is what we want to avoid. Unless you can take him to another plane, we're stuck with his ridiculous mode right now.
Okay, I am going to attempt to throw up choice.
Oh,
sorry, that's you moved said over here.
You do that, go, oh, no, please face the coin at them soon.
Politely, I do it politely.
Well, if you'll excuse me.
What is that, a fortitude save?
It is a fortitude save.
39?
Yes, that is enough to reduce it by one.
Hey, okay, I'll do it again. My dice attacked me. That's a 20.
That is not going to be enough. It doesn't get worse, but, you know, it doesn't get better.
No, sorry, I meant a nat 20 on the dice.
Oh, a nat 20. Okay, I said 20 total. And I was like, no. 47. Nat 20 yeah, you're good. You're good. I thought it was 20, and my brain went, that sounds real low, but sure.
Yeah, I was real excited about that. Very low. But I have a plus 27 to 42. Yep. Okay, cool. So, asking for a future round, because I only have one action left in this one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for moving and stuff, yeah. Okay. I have the spell Maze of Locked Doors, which is 7th level, whatever, whatever. Takes them briefly to an extra dimensional plane. I also have the spell Wish, which lets me, you know, do stuff. Would it be possible to wish my Maze of Locked Doors to transport multiple people?
You could do a lot of things with Wish.
I mean, it's very, like, Pathfinder is very specific, or rather is very vague about the, like, extras, like...
Mm-hmm. Duplicate any spell from the arcane list of 9th or lower, which you have access. Duplicate any spell 7th level or lower, must be common. Produce any effect whose power is in line with the above effects, reverse certain effects that refer to the wish spell.
Could being becoming a god refer to the wish spell? Can I ungod him? I'm joking.
You can't ungod him, but sure, yeah, I'd allow you to take everyone to the Maze of Locked Doors.
Can you just take everyone to the material plane at that point?
I mean, can I? I don't know. I'm trying not to overreach because then the GM can hurt you.
Theoretically, yeah, you could with Wish.
But that also means if he is there, then like all of our other god peeps can just pull up.
That's true.
Okay.
And honestly, literally any other plane will probably be a bit better to fight the god of the underworld in because...
Like, no, he's literally, it's just like, I've yelled it, he just has power
here.
Because, yeah, if we get him out, he'll be easier to fight, and that's unfortunately the only way to do it besides pure sheer force, like a four-year-old playing Pokemon.
No, I think this is a good plan.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, shit, I have, whatchamacallit? Quicken spell or whatever, so I can do it this round.
You fucking clutch! You clutch, bitch!
I love you.
Oh yeah, I will wish us all and one. Where do we want to go? Where is a good place? Like, do we say material, or do we want to, like, limit damage by going somewhere else?
I have a fun idea that I kind of want to propose to Aubrey real quick.
Ugh.
This just hit me. I was like, what if we just can't specify where in the material plane we go or something?
No, you need to specify where you're going.
Okay. Shit, where would be a good
place? What about the place where all the gods are currently at?
That's the middle of a city. We don't want to go in the middle of a city.
Mm.
Unless we think we can limit it to, like, the war room and hope they're all nearby.
1v1 me in the war room.
But I don't want to risk Doan having, like, huge collateral by being like, yo, look, we're in the middle of, freaking Cressa, and he's like, oh, cool, let me do that little ritual real fast and eat all their souls.
A ritual does not... You need to take time. Rituals are like...
I don't know how he does it. We haven't seen them do it. We don't know how fast it is.
You don't know how much he's already prepared.
Yeah, we don't know. That's the point.
Yeah, I feel concerned about. Yeah, I feel concerned about taking him to the middle of the city.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We can take him right outside.
There is an abandoned city that you know of.
Nike.
Oh,
there's Nike or Obara.
Boro Boro, yeah.
Can we pop him on Tethweir's ship?
Hold on, Obara would be
dangerous for Tethweir's ship.
Obara would be so thematic. It's the first place we all went together. It's the one place that he fucked up terribly with his experiment. Obara would be looping us back to the first place we bought it over. That would be so fitting.
Yeah, but I'm the one casting the spell and I don't know about it.
That's true.
I mean, you know, they went there, but...
There's no more zombies in there, right? Because we took care of that. Yeah.
It is okay. An empty, empty city.
Mm-hmm. The only thing they have is nudie mags.
Yeah.
Great Didn't content. Y'all take those?
We took one, but it was a whole collection. It was like the publication.
Titties and balls.
Shut the fuck up. Oh my god.
Is that how I cope?
My votes are either Obara or I know I was joking, but actually I think Tethweir's ship would make a lot of sense, because then there's a possibility of Tethweir being there too.
There's a possibility of us crashing.
Yeah, well, I don't even know if the ship's in the air. I think it was still being repaired.
It was still being repaired, so it is in the Cressa Harbor right now.
Is it in Cressa? Then maybe not.
Let's do Obara. Okay. Unless you want island fun time, Obara.
Yeah.
Take it to Dragon Island, everyone beats the shit out of it.
No, but Nike is close to the Dragon Island. We just all we're gonna do is desecrate another one of Astraea's place.
That's okay.
What the fuck is happening?
I don't even know anymore.
Which try Obara.
Obara. Obara.
Cast the wish spell and wishes for our gang and Dwan to be brought to Obara. Do I have to be more careful about my wording, Aubrey? Do you care about wording? Because I'll take the time to do it, but we've spent a lot of time on this.
Wording, you don't have to worry too much about that. I understand what you mean. I'm not going to be like, but you said, didn't say a certain thing. Yeah, everybody is going to get teleported to Obara. And sort of the middle of this square of this abandoned city that you all know so well. And that is where we will end this episode, because I need to set up a new map.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't think you could possibly expect it for us to just keep getting wailed on like that. We had to leave.
Not when he's busting out four reactions right out of his pussy. It's not happening.
This guy just can punch out of his ass.
Just get taken out so Aubrey can make a map.
I can set up a new map.
Well, thank you everyone for listening to another wonderful episode of Goblins and Gaze. If you like what we do here, feel free to follow us on Twitter at Goblins and Gaze, Blue Sky at Goblins and Gaze, Instagram, we got Goblins and Gaze everywhere, okay? You check a site, it's Goblins and Gaze. Support us on Patreon so we continue making the wonderful content you know and love. Remember, stay safe, eat your vegetables, and god, I fucking hate this time. I fucking hate you all so much. Personal vendetta time.
Let's go, Obara. Let's go, Obara.
I am said MVP.
Hey everybody, Aubrey here with a fun little announcement. Goblets and Gaze is now an affiliate over at Adventure Dice, and we know how much we all love those math rocks. So if you need some new math rocks in your life, go over to adventuredice.ca and in the checkout code, enter our promo code Goblets for 10% off. But also, they have dice. They have other TTRPG accessories and tabletop goodies, dice trays, condition rings, and things like that, little spell casting stuff. Great stuff there. Go check them out and support our show. Thank you.
Be gay. Roll Dice.
An LGBTQIA actual play podcast network.